This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Well, a special event happening tomorrow in Sevelin. We're going to talk about that. We have Michelle Sumner, the mayor of Sevelin Inn, along with her entourage today, which includes Dennis Riggs. And you're the deputy emergency manager for Sevelin. Tell us more about the event. Get real close to the mic there.
So the event is tomorrow. It starts from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's a make awareness for the community to be prepared for any kind of disaster that comes up. We're trying to do it in a fun way in bringing in different commercial vehicles that are specialized in preparedness. We're talking about Red Cross, NWFF Environmental, Avista, Sutherland Fire. Those are just a few of the vendors that will be there. We'll have several vendors. We'll have several trucks on display to be able to for the vendors to show how they are prepared for disasters to help the community. And we also are having the OSU extension to come into the community center to do some to teach how to do like preparation foods, you know, preparing foods and canning and that sort of thing. That'll be in the community center. So what we're trying to do is just to bring awareness to the community to have fun in the process of doing it.
Now, you're deputy emergency manager for Sevelin, and that's like a title that I don't normally hear connected with city government. How long have you been in that role?
So I've been the deputy emergency manager for 9 months now. I was the Sutherland emergency manager, but I had moved to South Dakota for a year, and then when I came back, they demoted me.
There you go. Well, talk about what's involved in your role, because we've seen in the last few years around Douglas County all kinds of emergencies, weather situations, and otherwise, and oftentimes people really aren't as ready as they think they are.
That is true, and that's the job of the emergency department for Sutherland, is to bring an educational awareness for the community to be prepared. What a lot of people don't realize, and we recognize this after Hurricane Katrina, there were several people who were waiting for the government or first responders to come to the rescue. And we realized that during a disaster, the first responders are busy dealing with the disasters. And so we're trying to teach the community that the citizens during a disaster are going to be the first responders to be able to help the neighbors and the community itself.
And what about things that people should do to be ready? One of the things in Snowmageddon a few years ago that came out was that a lot of people really didn't have a lot of extra food around.
A lot of food and communication was a big deal. I went to several after-action reports, and throughout the state, the common denominator was communications. And so with the city of Sutherland, we have beefed up our radios with ham radio operators to be able to supplement communications in case dispatch towers were to go down like it did in Snowmageddon. And that communication will be able to help alert the citizens that there is a place. Sutherland had a warming center and a place to charge their oxygen generators, but without the communication out there, it was hard to let everybody know that it was there and for them to come and get warmed up. The police actually practically had to go door to door and make sure that people were safe.
Wow. So, Mayor, what do you think about, or why do you think this is an important topic to cover with people in Sutherland?
I think it's really important because in this day and age, we can have any kind of emergencies, and I think it's important for us to prepare our citizens. And so this event is something that we can offer to all of our citizens to help prepare them for anything that might come. And some of the things that we would like to inform our citizens are things such as Nixle, which is a text alert system that they can sign up for that helps them get alerts for things as severe weather or criminal activities or local events in our area. Such things as our fire department has a Sutherland Community Connect where they can sign up for our local fire department and give information about their residents so that if the fire department has to respond in an emergency, it helps them know what they're going into, what's in their residence, and it helps them respond faster and better to their residents. It gives them information about the fire season coming up and what they can do to make their residents more defensible. Good information about that. And, I've been in a career for my most of my career life in public safety. And one thing I've learned is plan, practicing, and prepare. And preparing is number one for emergencies, and it just helps you so that when one happens, you don't panic. And I think that's something that every citizen really can learn. And that's something that when you come to this event, we will have so many different vendors and people that can talk to our citizens to teach them what they can do to prepare for these things. And the last thing is to learn how to be 2 weeks ready. As Dennis talked about, when an emergency happens, our first responders are going to be inundated. And so we're going to teach people how they can prepare that when something big happens, they can withstand staying in their residence and being able to handle something for up to 2 weeks. And that would include having food, water, simple medical equipment, and things like that, so that if someone can't come to you, you can withstand that amount of time.
Yeah, a lot of things to consider. The event tomorrow, 1 to 4 at Sutherland, at the Central Park there in Sutherland. Mayor Michelle Subner and Dennis Riggs from City of Sutherland, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.